News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? Brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. For your car, your home, your... No. We already did that. Anyway, all right. Okay, here we go.
Plenty of sunshine for today. High temperature this afternoon around 80 to 85 degrees. And it's going to be clear, a pleasant night tonight. Low temperature down between 60 and 65. Again, it looks like fine weather here right on through the weekend. Sunshine, maybe a few passing clouds on Saturday. High temperature once again about 80 to 85. Lower 60s at night with clear skies. And sunshine for Sunday, low to mid 80s. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:10. Kyle Cassell joins us this morning. You know, after the how are you doing this morning, Kyle?
Scott, I'm doing good. We're going to make it through the interview today.
We are. I found out what had happened. We had pushed a button on our end that had not been, or somebody had, that had never been pushed before. And so until you unpush the button, you're hearing people talking about sports and all that. And that was actually one of our other stations feeding through the phone to you. So I appreciate your patience last week, and it was a little bit frustrating for us. But now let's move on and do stuff. And speaking of last week, last Saturday, 90 of 98 members of the House sent a letter out saying, yeah, we really, really do want to cut sales tax. Were you one of the 90 who signed that?
Absolutely.
It's and obviously, it touches a lot of people.
And that was the House's goal. I mean, we want everybody to get some relief. You can't just do it for a certain segment of the population. Everybody wins on this deal.
You know, we were speaking to Senator Schwertner about 45 minutes ago, and of course he's part of the conference committee that's going to be struggling with this. And really, the sales tax is singularly, in my view, the biggest difference. I mean, the money is about the same, but how you get there does make a difference, and I can certainly see how that would be a populist view.
Absolutely. I mean, from our passing HB 31 and 32, you're talking about a monumental $4.9 billion tax package, reducing the tax rate from 6.25 to 5.95. First ever state sales tax reduction in Texas history. It's incredible. This will be a boost economic development across the state.
You know, I guess, and I don't know if I'm overthinking this, and if I am, then tell me. Let's talk for a minute about roads, because yesterday the House voted $3 billion for non-toll roads, which I think is spectacular, that will come from sales tax revenue each year. That is my understanding. Is that how that's going to be funded?
That's how I'm reading it. And, you know, the voters told us transportation is important, always one of the big three. But, you know, they made it clear that this session we need to take care of that. So HB 13, HB 20, you said it correctly, devotes more than $3 billion in general sales tax revenue each year to highway fund. That's huge. That closes the gap that we were concerned about. That gives TxDOT some certainty. That also, you know, with 20, that also increased transparency. So the people of Texas know how a TxDOT's going to distribute those funds for transportation. I mean, we're doing everything the folks told us to do. It's just, right now I'm proud that what we're doing over here in Austin. And unfortunately, I'm still here in Austin.
Now here's my, am I overthinking this too much? Okay. The source of this is going to be sales tax revenue out of the general fund. Well, you know, there's a movement in the House to cut that sales tax rate, which means that fund, that general fund, will get smaller. Now, if you still got a whole bunch of straws in there drinking out of that cup, do we end up maybe not having as much money in that general fund as we thought as we proudly go and put, you know, more billions of dollars into roads?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we're just the budget process. You made it clear mention to it. They're in conference right now. But based on the House plan and autos and where we are, these funds, you know, we've stopped diversions. We're dedicating these funds. We're being transparent. They're now dedicated. We know where the money is and where it's going. It's a workable budget like you and I have to do at home to get through each month.
Sure. Kyle Cassell joining us from Austin today. On Monday of last week, the House passed a joint resolution 111. And basically what has happened in the past is historically the House has taken funds that had an intended consequence but ended up not being spent for the intended consequence, ended up plugging the hole in the budget at the end of the session. This option that y'all took basically would do away with those funds being tucked away until the last days of the session.
Absolutely. It goes back to what we just talked about, working to end budget gimmicks. We need to get away from using these funds to certify the budget and take a more realistic approach. You can't be more proud of Chairman Otto. You've got a true accountant doing this. We needed more truth in taxation. Fees that were collected for dedicated purposes need to be used for those purposes. And, you know, we're actually taking care of business. And I give that to Chairman Otto and the Appropriations Committee. They've done an incredible job this session.
So that's what you've done as the body. Now, what do you have personally going on here between today and on into next week before we talk again?
Today's going to be a fun calendar, but, you know, you and I always circle back to my big district, and, you know, we've celebrated the second-year anniversary of West, and today I'm going to lay out my HB 942, which is something that has all to do with how ammonium nitrate is stored. So we're going to codify the rules we put in place, continue our working relationship with the fire marshal, and move the Tier 2 reporting system from the Department of State Health Services to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, that's better suited to handle that regulation of ammonium nitrate. So proud to have that on the floor today and make sure folks know they're safe when they live around a fertilizer facility.
Well, and certainly, and again, you hate that it took the tragedy that happened in West to shine a light on, obviously, a situation that could have happened any number of places, not only in Texas, but throughout the United States.
Absolutely. These chemicals are needed in everyday business, whether it's agriculture or any other business, but they need to be handled safely. And, you know, I think we've done a good job. This just does a better job. The reporting's better. It's clearer. We're utilizing our technology and construction. Life's good, and we're doing what's right.
As you put this together, were the feds looking over your shoulder? Are they pleased with this? Do you see that this is going to cause, in the future, this to be a benchmark that maybe the feds want to even go beyond?
That's hard to say, but we've worked with all the stakeholders. The TCEQ here in Texas is sometimes a little more stringent than the feds. So, you know, we're blessed with those guys over at TCEQ. We have a good working relationship with our office and with all the other offices in the building. I think we're doing it what's right. And, you know, I would say we are setting a benchmark.
Was there ever any pushback on this anyplace?
I'll let you know today when it comes off the floor.
I guess you will. That's exactly right. Kyle Cassell joins us on Fridays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Kyle.
Scott, thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Bye. It's 8:17. Let's turn our attention to Things City. And Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station. How are you today?
Hey, doing well. Thank you.
All right, you brought a guest.
I did. Barbara Moore is College Station's Neighborhood Services Coordinator.
Today we're going to call her Skeeter Lady.
Skeeter Lady,
I
nice.
Like that.
You like that? Well, I like to make up the, you know, we had the Water Chick for years, and now we got Skeeter Lady.
I think that's a good one.
Well, and you do. You do a lot of things, obviously, having to do with the livability in neighborhoods.
Absolutely.
And we've gotten rain, and we're happy about that, but that could cause some problems, huh?
It does. When we get all this lovely condensation just kind of hanging around, and we get that wonderful moisture and heat, it produces mosquitoes. And I think we all know them. We've all met quite a few of them.
Yeah,
many too many. And so we have what's called mosquito dunks that we use here in the city, that our Public Works Department uses in the creeks and streams around town to help tamp down our mosquito population, and we make them available to the public.
And I guess there's, first thing, though, is there's a lot of standing water, and people
Absolutely.
Know where it is in properties, and so I know you want them to dump that first.
Yes.
Now, is there a limit to the number of dunks you can get, or how are those dispersed?
Basically, what we have is a program where you get about 100 dunks for about $50 or $58 is the price. Some people only want to do half. If you're with the Neighborhood or Homeowners Association, you can get that amount reimbursed. If not, we do work with the reduced rate for other residents who would like to get the mosquito dunks. And so typically most people, during the course of a week's time, if you have a lot of standing water, because these are pretty good commercial strength grade, you only need one. And so if you have a bird bath, or you have a tire swing, or you have an overhang where there's a lot of standing water, you can drop one in or half of one in, and they are absolutely non-toxic. It only has a larvicide that kills the mosquitoes as they breed. So if a pet or a human or an animal comes in contact with the water, it's absolutely safe, and that's why so many people love it.
I got you. Is and obviously you understand the diversity of the neighborhoods in College Station
absolutely.
Is better than anyone. Is there ever any pushback with the use of the dunks? Are you finding anybody who doesn't like this?
Okay. Never. It has been going on for about almost 10 years now. It's a wildly popular program, and right now, before mosquito season has kicked off, I'm already out. So okay. That tells you how popular it is. So I'm working on getting some more ASAP. There, it's almost like a pre-sale.
I got you.
And people just start stocking up on them, and usually the amounts that they get from us is such a good amount, good price, that they end up having enough to last for a whole season.
Have you got an idea of when you're going to be restocked?
Trying to work on that today.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, so is the step that the HOA does it, or do individuals come to you?
A little bit of both. We have some people who will do it on behalf of the HOA, and they'll come and see me, and we'll work through that. And then we have some residents that just, you know, they live on a property that has lots of acreage and feel like they need to use them as well. So we do a little bit of both, and we make it a reduced rate for those persons who are not a part of an association, so that they still get to take advantage of it.
So to get on the waiting list then for these dunks, what do they do?
They can contact me at bmore@cstx.gov or at 764-6262.
All right.
And that's the acronym for MAMA, just in case.
Oh, I like Did you know it was going to be like that?
I did not know that. One of my coworkers let me know that, and I said, well, hey, I think that actually kind of fits.
That works absolutely. Well. Barbara Moore here, Neighborhood Services Coordinator. Thanks for the time this morning.
Oh, I had one other thing.
Oh, please do. Kevin. Sure.
We are having what we also do for the neighborhoods and residents is called a seminar supper, where we have a speaker come in bi-monthly and speak on issues of importance to the neighborhoods and residents. And we have our next one coming up on May 18th. Jennifer Nations, the Water Services Coordinator, also known as Water Chick, will be our speaker. And she will be talking about the new website, the Brazos Valley Water Smart, that lets residents know whether or not, once you plug in your address, is it a good time to water? Do you need to water? Considering your rainfalls, and just kind of doing some really good things to help residents conserve water and also conserve on their utility bills. So it's a great opportunity to learn more about that. Jennifer also has a wealth of tips on how to conserve water over the summer, the coming months with your landscaping and things of that nature. So this is always a great and timely topic, seeing as how the summer hasn't quite hit yet and the water bills are going to be meeting everybody really soon. So I hope people will come out if they're interested. They can also reach me at bmore@cstx.gov. It's at 6 o'clock Monday, May 18th at City Hall.
All right.
Seminar
sounds,
supper.
Sounds good. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much.
Thank
All right.
You,
you bet. What else you got for us?
You remember what we used to call Jennifer Nations before she was the water chick?
Because
I think she was Environmental Services.
Yeah.
She was the Wicked Witch of Waste. Do you remember that?
Oh, well, yeah.
That's going back a ways.
Yeah, water chick is nicer. It sounds nicer.
Yeah. It's evolved well.
She probably still has a T-shirt that says that, though, doesn't she?
Probably does.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
We've got a Parks and Recreation Summer Open House. That's tomorrow from 9 to noon at Lincoln Recreation Center, so you can go in and learn about everything that Parks and Recreation is doing related to summer camp, senior programs, special events, aquatics, employment, a whole lot more. So, again, 9 to 12 tomorrow, Lincoln Recreation Center, located 1000 Eleanor Street.
All right, there you go. That's the City of College Station. They visit with us on Fridays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Home Health.
Did you know the design of the common paperclip hasn't changed at all since its original invention in 1867? There have been hundreds of different designs over the years, but the most common design we know today didn't come out until 1894. You can find these kind of paperclips and even some of the other designs at Wilton's Office Works. Not only can Wilton's provide you with all your everyday office needs, but they also offer janitorial and break room supplies, computer accessories, first aid supplies, business cards. The list is endless. Click on Wiltons.com now or call 268-0062.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. For much of its 4 years as a public company, LinkedIn has been rather bulletproof on the investor expectation front. But the stock may log its worst ever day today in the wake of its quarterly earnings report, in which its 2015 forecast was slashed by one-third and revenue estimates were edged lower. Shares are down 19% in pre-market trading. Even though gas prices have been steadily increasing over the past month or so, we're still better off than we were a year ago. AAA says households have spent about $400 less on their fuel costs so far in 2015 compared to last year. If an anticipated drop in the cost of crude takes place as expected, we should see lower prices at the pump during the upcoming summer driving season. One of the biggest TV events in history is heading for a remake. A&E is redoing Roots, the epic miniseries about an African-American slave and his descendants, which had a staggering audience of over 100 million viewers back in 1977. It'll run next year. And that's Your Money Now.
I don't care what they say. If you own a business, you did build that. You faced the tough challenges and you made the smart calls. So if your business is growing and you need more space, make the smart call today. General Steel. Our buildings have been used around the world, saving our customers as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. If your need is for storage and manufacturing, sure, we're the best. But with our custom exteriors and designs, General Steel buildings are used as offices, churches, retail stores, and more. Imagine a 5,000 square foot building for less than $35,000. Or even 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. These are prices you just can't ignore on a building designed specifically for you. Make the smart call and call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. Save as much as half the cost of conventional construction and own the space you need. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Need an affordable tractor to get more done? Get a Kubota L2501 compact tractor with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268.
Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Need a new roof, but it's just not in the budget? No problem. Schulte Roofing offers 100% financing with choices of 6 and 12 month, no interest and no payments, or we can finance your roof for 36, 48, or 60 months. Payments can start as low as $195 per month. Call us today. We have a roof to fit every budget.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
So exactly how much profit does Apple make in each watch? I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Hey, it's 2015. Time to stop taking business calls on your personal phone. And no one wants to carry around two phones. That's crazy. Nope, you need eVoice. eVoice provides you with your phone number, plus a second business line, all on the phone you're carrying now. And it's less than $13 a month. Yes, one phone, two numbers. Your personal number and your eVoice number. And it gets better. Your callers are professionally greeted by a virtual receptionist who will route all your calls no matter where you are, at the office, on the road, or just out back by the pool enjoying the day. eVoice even transcribes your voicemails to text and sends via email. Adding a business line with eVoice makes your small business look like a big Fortune 500 business, all for less than $13 a month. You spend that on a couple of fancy coffees, right? For a limited time, my listeners get to try eVoice for 60 days free. Yes, free. So go like a pro and go to eVoice.com/Kim. Make sure you enter promo code Kim while signing up. Take 2 full months to give it a test drive. That's eVoice.com/Kim. I've had lots to say recently about Apple and especially the Apple Watch. But before we move on to other topics, here's one more answer to the Apple Watch story. How much profit does Apple have in each watch? They call this the hardware cost to MSRP ratio. We can approximate this number with just a few facts. First, the lowest retail cost for an Apple Watch is $349. Second, the analytics firm IHS finds that the actual cost of the watch's hardware is $81.20. Then, Apple has another $2.50 in the cost of assembly. That comes to a grand total of $83.70 per watch. Now, Apple has different editions of the watch. No matter, the inside still costs $83.70, meaning Apple makes at least 325% profit on each watch. Not bad. Now, if they can just sell them. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at Komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Texas A&M officials continue to deal with the issue of identity theft. Provost Karen Watson told the Faculty Senate at this month's meeting there's been a reorganization of the division where a new employee released the Social Security numbers of 4,700 instructors of record from last fall.
The supervisors did not run their required programs, okay? And that was not a new person. And the third thing that was worse is that somebody, but nobody knows who, so I'm blaming everybody in that shop, took this particular report that I'm talking about out of a password-protected server onto a public server a few years back.
Dr. Watson says A&M is looking into expanding identity theft protection given to affected teachers to all employees.
The bigger problem is that lots of people are being affected by this crime, and it really may or may not be triggered. Probably not, from what law enforcement is telling us, triggered by our posting.
Watson says 32 computers accessed the information, 18 affiliated with the university, and the remainder at locations that have been identified. At all computers, Watson says there's no reason to believe there will be any issues. The Texas Senate has overwhelmingly approved capping future tuition increases at state universities. The 29-2 vote would limit increases to 1% over the cost of inflation until the fall of 2018. After that, schools would have to meet academic performance standards to be eligible for tuition increases of no more than 3%. Requirements would include on-time graduation rates, how many first-generation graduates they produce, how many lower division courses are taught by tenured faculty, and how much outside research they generate. The Senate has also approved imposing limits on homeowners filing insurance claims for roof damage following hailstorms. The proposal establishes deadlines for filing claims and strengthens penalties for inflating claims adjustments. The Texas Department of Transportation has started what may be a long road to widen the remainder of Highway 21 between Bryan and Madisonville. Bob Colwell at the TxDOT District Office in Bryan says no funding source has been identified, but that's not stopping them from holding two public hearings.
We're going to straighten some of those sharp curves in the roadway. We're going to be adding two lanes for a total of two lanes in each direction. We're going to add 10-foot outside and 4-foot inside shoulders. We're going to separate opposing traffic and with a divided grass median and provide additional crossover access.
The public hearings are May 19th in North Zulch and the 21st in Madisonville. Meantime, the fast track continues on the stretch of the Aggie Expressway between Navasota and Pinehurst.
We're going to have to wait for the environmental study to be complete, and we anticipate that to be complete within the next couple of months. And then we were going to work on our preferred alignments. And when we get all that, we're going to find us a contractor and start designing the project. And then when we have that done, we will put the project out for letting to build the project.
Colwell says a public hearing will be held this summer to review the environmental study and alignment and start considering offers to design and build the $410 million toll road next spring. Small trash adds up to a big, expensive litter problem in Texas. That's the message TxDOT is bringing as they revive the Don't Mess with Texas anti-litter campaign to another generation. Executive Director Joe Weber says his generation gets it, and now it's time to instill that pride in younger Texans.
It's going to be about their children and their grandchildren, too, and we want the state not only to have the best, safest, reliable transportation system, but we want it to look beautiful. Our state is beautiful, and that's important, too.
Weber says Texas spends over $35 million every year to clean up trash on state roads, with small items like napkins, wrappers, and cigarette butts making up most of it. It's been more than 5 years since a Bryan man punched a sixth-grade student in front of Sam Rayburn Middle School. Curtis Nuttall Jr., who will turn 23 next month, is headed to prison after failing to meet any conditions of his probation. The incident, which took place in February 2010, wasn't resolved for more than 3 years. Then in February, Nuttall was arrested for violating his probation and was recently ordered to serve 4 years of an 8-year sentence. Prosecutors were told, among the things Nuttall hasn't done yet, is write a letter of apology to the victim, who was 11 at the time he was hurt. A Bryan man convicted by a jury in mid-March of one armed robbery has admitted to two more. The jury sentenced 28-year-old Brandon Wayne Moore to 40 years for the December 2013 holdup at Pepe's Restaurant. At the same time, Moore will serve a 30-year sentence for the January 2014 robberies at Oaks Food Mart and the Ready to Go convenience stores in Bryan. As part of the plea agreement, Moore gave up his right to appeal the jury conviction. A Bryan man is accused of stealing checks from two accounts belonging to his grandmother and handing them out to seven friends. According to the arrest report, 18-year-old John Pemberton told Bryan police he didn't take the checkbooks and he doesn't know any of the people who cashed the 17 checks between January and August of last year, totaling almost $1,900. Pemberton remains in jail along with one of the seven recipients of the checks, 19-year-old Charles Ogden of Milliken. Bryan police has issued arrest warrants for four other local residents, 18-year-old Brian Lesenby, 19-year-olds Avery Keese and Jamie Fuentes Jr., and 27-year-old Nathan Burrell. A judge has restricted two Texas breweries from using images of the Alamo. The judge says Texas owns the Shrine's image. Alamo Beer Company of San Antonio filed a lawsuit against Old 300 Brewing last year and claimed trademark infringement occurred with the use of the Alamo on products and promotional materials. The land office intervened, leading to the ruling. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 64 degrees. We'll have more news for you today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 15th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
Green Teams Incorporated announces its big monthly plant sale. This Friday from 9 till 1, Green Teams Incorporated will have small indoor plants to big indoor plants at cheap, cheap prices. Green Teams also has a ton of pots for sale, including ceramic pots. Don't miss Green Teams Incorporated's big monthly plant sale from 9 till 1 this Friday in the Brazos County Industrial Park. From 2818, turn on Shiloh, go down a block, turn right, and Green Teams Incorporated is on the left.
8:37, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Plenty of sunshine for today. High temperature this afternoon around 80 to 85 degrees. And it's going to be clear, a pleasant night tonight. Low temperature down between 60 and 65. Again, it looks like fine weather here right on through the weekend. Sunshine, maybe a few passing clouds on Saturday. High temperature once again about 80 to 85. Lower 60s at night with clear skies. And sunshine for Sunday, low to mid 80s. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Look at this. It's 38 after the hour, and we have just about all of our stuff done.
On a Friday.
We're not on a Friday. Yeah, we're not way, way behind. Uh-huh. And so that's...
That's first time this week, I think.
Patting me on the back because they did a good job. Yeah, okay.
So, should we call Mr. Downs?
No, it's not. It's certainly not worth that.
Hang on. I'll be back in a minute. I got to go over here and... Yeah.
It's a big room, Scott. So, this Aggie Highway, huh?
Yeah.
This is they're going through with this thing.
I didn't remember it being a toll road, but that makes
sense.
Well,
you know,
Took a few of those this past weekend heading to Austin.
Well, you know, and it's interesting, and we talked to Kyle Cassell today. You know, part of a lot of that money is going to be spent on non-toll roads, which is a very good thing, especially in his district, because he doesn't have any tolling roads. And, you know, we looked at this back when the late Randy Sims was county judge to find some sort of a toll system because, you know, lots of boys and girls leave College Station and Bryan on the weekends and come back.
I've heard that.
It's just sometimes it happens. And I think that the judge had come up with some sort of a passive toll system where actually, if I remember correctly, they would basically get a car count and then extrapolate from that so that there could be funding. You know, you wouldn't have to have a Texas tag. You wouldn't have to do any of that kind of stuff. And he went to Welborn, and they didn't like it at all. I mean, he came back bruised from that meeting, as I recall. Hello.
I'm going to withhold my opinion on the tolling. I am happy to hear that they are looking at Wide 21. I know that is needed. I'm just asking, has anybody heard any chatter about improvements to FM 2818?
Well,
in the near future?
And where specifically do you think you'd like to see that?
Any place, you know, South of FM 60, Raymond Stutzer Parkway.
Yeah.
It's a parking lot.
It is,
right
yeah.
Today.
Thank you. You know, and that's interesting because it wasn't until I had gone to, I think we were going to a function out at the Expo Center a couple of months ago. And, you know, it's 5:30 in the afternoon, and fortunately I'm headed up. You know, up toward Bryan.
The opposite direction.
And wow, nice. I mean, it is. It's a parking lot and people trying trying to turn left off of 60 to head south. It is a booger there. And, you know, then you get into a situation where you have an overutilized piece of concrete and now you're going to try to expand it, which does nothing but exacerbate the situation while they're trying to expand it. And we certainly remember when they were burying the power lines on Texas Avenue, what that did to us. We've had to struggle with, oh, let's do this kind of on-ramp and this kind of off-ramp on the bypass for decades. So we do understand that. And when it's over, it's nice and beautiful. And, you know, who can't say that University Drive looks more spectacular than it used to after all the work and the inconvenience of that? But, I mean, the caller brings up a good point as to what you're going to be able to do with an area there. And, you know, the thing is, they're going to build more apartments out there.
They are.
We already know that's going to happen at Jones Butler. They've already said that they're going to put some ultra-high-density stuff in there. So as a result, for, you know, people in Bryan are going, yeah, too bad. Sucks to be you.
Well, and the frustrating thing about that is everyone who's on that road right there is not, they're not there to be in that area. They're there to get to other areas.
Exactly.
You're exactly right. You know, you're supposed to design for the average, and what's the problem is the peak.
Yeah.
It's really intense, like you said, twice a day.
And I think that's, you know, your traffic engineers, that's what they get paid for, is to say, all right, understand that between this time and this time, you're going to have to put up with some inconvenience. And I know I'm not the only one, even on the show, who thinks I have to get from point A to point B. What are my routes, 1, 2, and 3, and which would be the fastest at this time of day?
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't used to have to do that when we were this wonderful little bucolic neighborhood that nobody knew anything about. But now, since we have all these other people here and they've got to have cars too, geez, don't they know I want to get to where I want to go?
They're not from here either.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah, but they do leave a lot of money.
Yeah, here. They do.
But anyhow, Texas Transportation Commission approved putting together a private team to design and build this four-lane toll road, basically, from FM 774 in Pinehurst to 105 near Navasota. And again, the folks in Grimes County are going, why us?
Yeah.
What are you doing to us?
But all part of the complex that's going to get you to George Bush International, what, less than an hour?
It will. It will.
Wow.
And that's, you know, that'll be a great thing. There's no doubt about that from that travel situation. I'm not sure exactly how the folks at Easterwood feel about that. That's, you know, that's
well,
one
I'm more
buy-in.
Excited about the people who come into George Bush who end up this way.
Sure. Oh, certainly. Yeah, without a doubt. But anyway, discussions for the tollway along 249, which we're calling, of course, the Aggie Highway, because it's connected to right here. Really, you know, they started talking about it seriously back in, 5 years ago, 2012, I think. And there seem to be a lot of projects that local governmental entities put together. If you start, I don't know, way back at Cypress Springs Road, back on back near Tomball, I think is where this thing did begin. And you can see, man, you can see the concrete that they're pouring. You can see where this thing is going. I mean, even already, you get up on Google Maps and certainly see where it is.
Yeah.
But it will change our world in many ways. So we'll see how that works out. Oh, let's see, what else? Boy, the weather's going to be great for the next 5 days. Wash your car. I think it's okay.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to wash your car. Yeah, it'll be all right. So now this fight, and you know, my dad liked boxing a lot, and I'd watch it some with him.
I used to enjoy it a great deal. I've seen a couple live fights. I saw Evander Holyfield fight in his first professional fight.
It used to be that it was on Friday nights,
yep.
You know, brought to you by Gillette when I was growing up.
Friday night fights.
Exactly. And I went to a pay-per-view when I lived in Beaumont, and it lasted 3 minutes into the first round. And, you know, people were really upset. I got in free because I was radio pond scum, so it didn't matter to me. But still, it just but where'd you see him fight?
In a, it was basically a hotel ballroom in Vegas.
Oh, okay. They see, and they do that.
It was a little prize fight right when he first got started.
Sure. Yeah. That's, when I was in Beaumont, there was a guy named Bubba Buscemi who was a fighter over there and, spelled it the same way as Steve, and they may be kin. I don't know. And he was able to, they were able to bring the title fight to Beaumont, Texas.
Ooh, I bet you that was a big deal.
And he got pummeled. The lead said after the first round, Bubba Buscemi didn't know if he was in Beaumont or Vermont. I kind of enjoyed it.
What a great line.
It was a great line. I remember it to this day. But anyhow, so we're looking at millions and millions of dollars. And apparently one of the most interested individuals in this is Suge Knight.
Do you got a stake?
No, he's in jail.
Right.
And Floyd Mayweather says he'll bail him out if he wins.
Oh.
Jeez.
There you go. I hadn't seen that one.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, pay-per-view is, what, $100?
Yep.
Which I guess if you want to have 99 of your closest friends come by and pay you a dollar each, which might be legal or not. I'm not even sure. It's out there and available.
No, that's the cup charge.
Oh, that's right.
You're not paying to watch the show.
Right. If you, yeah.
Here's your cup for
that's
a dollar.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Pacquiao, for his part, he said he's going to spend his money in the Philippines to help citizens there.
Apparently, this guy is a really good guy.
Yeah.
The thing that I've heard.
Yeah.
Not your typical person who has risen to the ranks that he has. But I also hear that these guys are both past their prime. That this is not the fight that it would have been.
Yeah, 5 years ago, this would have been a battle royal. It's still going to be a good fight.
Well, the other thing I think about, though, is this is not going to resurrect boxing. Boxing is what it is.
Boxing's dead.
Yeah, and it's, you know, there's nothing wrong with things like the Golden Gloves, you know, when you're on that level where you learn how to defend yourself and you get the confidence and the self-control and self-esteem that you can get from that. But, boy, much beyond that, I think it is. It's pretty difficult.
Most of it now, I think, you know, the tide has definitely swung towards MMA.
Well,
and that's, I'd like to see bare knuckle boxing come back. I was reading how the gloves actually cause more injuries because you can swing harder with heavier stuff.
Well, you know, but I'll tell you the other side of that. I believe that the NFL just finished capping a $1 billion lawsuit. Is that right?
Yes.
So you tell me how much longer people are going to get to kick and punch each other, okay?
For the first helmet in boxing.
Well, I'm just saying at some point, I mean, bull riders wear you know, protective headgear now.
Hey, keep those hits below the belt where they belong.
Yeah, and I understand. I don't get MMA. I don't have any interest in it. But
that to me is the interesting part, though, because there are some remarkable knockouts in MMA.
Yeah, okay.
But if you follow it,
uh-huh.
There are so many other disciplines involved with what they're doing.
Yeah.
That a lot of times you'll watch a fight and there's 10 punches thrown because it's all on the ground.
Yeah. Well,
and for me, that's the cool part.
Yeah, but that's fine. But the problem is, right, people think that they're inside this chain link fence and they're going, all hell's going to break loose. Anyway.
Exactly how I sound when I'm about to watch a fight.
But at some point, I have to believe that people are going to come in and say, you can't do that anymore. I'm offended if it's on and I walk by the TV. I'm just saying. So
tough darts.
I'm just saying to just be prepared to be offended. There are going to be people out there who are going to think this is unsafe.
And I bet they're left-handed, too.
Yeah, that's
if
it,
you
exactly.
missed one of the biggest car buying events in the entire state of Texas, we have news for you. It's back! Hackett's and Toyota's Repo! Joe's sale is back this weekend only. Shop over 160 quality trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos. Every used car's a bargain. Pay just $27 down. Payments just $89 a month and clearly posted on every windshield.
Stock number 151318K. 2006 Pontiac Montana. Selling price $53.88. 72 months at 2.9% APR. $27 down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. No matter what your budget is or what vehicle you're looking for, the Repo Joe sale has it all. Our payments are clearly posted, so it's easy to see your savings on the spot. And save you will. The Repo Joe sale is the best sale for used cars, period. But you have to get to Atkinson Toyota this weekend. 27 town delivers with payments from $89 a month.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Don't miss it this time. Rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan in Madisonville this weekend. Subject to prior sale.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Katie Dempsey. Today I'm joined by Lacey Lively from Lemonade Day.
So always the first Sunday in May is National Lemonade Day. So kids from across really the country are setting up lemonade stands and they're selling lemonade to the community. So they get to do whatever they want with the money. So some donate it for a good cause. Others are saving for a new bike or college. Others are having to pay back little employees they have. So the basis of Lemonade Day is for kids to learn how to start and operate their own business. Just having this experience, like, we hope that kids don't just do it 1 year. I know of one participant has started since 2010, and it's fun to see what they've learned. So we really encourage that if you're a participant to go ahead and do, like, fill out your business results. So maybe you did lose money this year, or maybe, you know, you realize, well, figure out why you lost money or why you didn't make your goal money. Was it location? Did you not market enough? Maybe you had the price too low, not high enough. So really, you know, we want you to think through that and then next year come up with another plan and see if that works. So, I mean, this is definitely a yearly event. National Lemonade Day actually started in Houston, Texas. That's where it started. And so now cities literally across the nation, I just went to a National Lemonade Day conference and there were people from all over the states that came in and do Lemonade Day everywhere. So if you go to lemonadeday.com, you can see everywhere that has Lemonade Day in their city. So it's really neat just to know that first Sunday in May, which is May 3rd this year, there's going to be kids across the nation setting up lemonade stands. And also, I don't know if any of you watch Shark Tank. There was a couple Fridays ago, there was a little girl, she was a participant in Be Sweet Lemonade. Mm-hmm. She was on Shark Tank. So it's just really exciting to see. She started as a Lemonade Day participant in Austin, and then she ended up on Shark Tank because she had, let's see, I think flaxseed and honey in her lemonade.
She was like 5 liters.
Yes.
Or something.
And then bottled it, and now she's going to be in gas stations. So, I mean, you can dream big.
And for the adults who might not have kids, is there a way for them to get involved?
Yes, we're always looking for volunteers. We have a volunteer sign-up form, lemonadedaybcs.com. Please sign up if you're interested. Volunteers, and plus, we'll save your information for next year. We have registration events, which is mainly just spreading the word about Lemonade Day and sign up kids. Also, just if you know, if you... You know, you can mentor, you can invest in a child. If you have a stand location, if you own a business, maybe, you know, be on the lookout, like, hey, give different shifts, break up shifts. Like, a morning shift, I'll have a kid in front of my business, afternoon or night, however you want to do that. And then sponsors. And there's a sponsor link as well on our website. So everybody can be involved in Lemonade Day, even if you don't have a kid.
And if you want to be involved in a small way on Sunday, May 3rd, you can just come out, bring a couple bucks, and hit up as many lemonade stands as you can.
Please go out Sunday, May 3rd, and stop as many as you can stop by just to say hi and ask them how it's going and support all of our young entrepreneurs out there.
Help kids learn to have a successful small business by participating in Lemonade Day. For more information, visit BrazosLife.com. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
It's time to golf for Special Olympics. Howdy, I'm Coach Gary Blair, asking you to join me for the 12th annual Coach Blair Charity Celebrity Golf Classic, benefiting Special Olympics and other charities. Save Friday, May the 8th for golf at Traditions. Go to CoachBlairCharities.org to sign up. Special thanks to Mac Resource, Chili Fest, BB&T, Jack Hilliard Distributing, KBTX, and News Talk 1620 WTAW.
About 6 minutes till News Talk 1620. 920 WTAW. It's called the fastest, greatest 2 minutes in sports. It's the Kentucky Derby.
Yep.
141st running, first leg of the Triple Crown. It's coming up this Saturday. Be over in Louisville. The 1.25 mile racetrack for three-year-olds. 20 horses as of Wednesday when they narrowed the field based on the amount of money each horse made in their stakes races before the big event, which is expected to draw 250,000 fans. Josh Groban will sing the national anthem. He will be the seventh person to sing the national anthem at the Derby. The tradition started in 2009. Martina McBride's done it. Mary J. Blige. Jordan Sparks. Really? Jordan Sparks. Really? And Rascal Flatts.
Do we know, because I don't know that I've ever seen this, why is it three-year-olds?
I don't know.
Okay.
There's somebody out there who knows.
That's kind of why I was throwing it out there. We have the smartest audience in the world.
Can you even name last year's winner? See, you can't. You can't. It was California Chrome. This year's favorite is American Pharoah, currently 9-4. Firing Line, that's a pretty interesting name. Carpe Diem. I find it interesting. There's never been a horse named
Carpe Diem. Yeah, me too.
But anyway, that's it. The first Kentucky Derby was run in 1875. It was the brainchild of Meriwether Lewis Clark, Jr., who wanted to create an American answer to the Epsom Derby. He was the grandson of William Clark of Lewis and Clark fame. So there you go. It's a 1.25 miles. 13 of the original 15 jockeys were African-American. In fact, black jockeys won 15 of the first 28 runnings of the Derby.
There you go.
The Garland of Roses was introduced in 1932. Features 554 red roses on a green satin backing. The garland also contains 554 little vials of water to keep the roses.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, no kidding. Shoot. Wait a minute. Rose number 328 does not have a vial on it. The winner of the race makes $1.24 million. Second place is $400,000. So there you are. The fastest time, Secretariat still has it from 1973 at a minute 59.4 seconds. Monarchos, the only other horse that ran it under 2 minutes. So we'll see. And so I don't know. There just ought to be a rule that when you are drafted in the first round of the NFL draft, there ought to be a guy there who can say your name correctly.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, now, wait a minute.
What?
I hadn't brought it up because it was really just kind of too long to go in. There have been several reports that he is telling people to say the name the way that the commissioner said it.
Can you find it?
Can I find the word?
Can you find that?
Now, this has been reporters talking back.
I understand. But, I mean, you know, what they tell us to say, Chase and I have to announce that kind of stuff, is Abuehi.
Right.
I mean, that's what we have always said. Now,
but the Abuehi thing is only within the last week.
Okay, Abuehi, is that it?
Yeah.
All right, so there. So let's see, what else? The Cowboys got Byron Jones. Why? Because his name is Jones? Is that why they drafted him?
No, they needed another cornerback.
Oh. They drafted a guy from Connecticut, okay? Connecticut, from UConn.
He's a dual-threat defensive back that can also play safety, and he's pretty big.
Let's see, the Texas Longhorns, Malcolm Brown, was drafted by the New England Patriots. So there you are, got that going.
He went a lot later than they thought he was going to go.
I didn't give it any thought, to be honest.
Yeah, I know you didn't.
This is this kind of interesting. It took satellite imagery to come up with this, but apparently Nepal's earthquake, the ground near Kathmandu lifted vertically by about 3 feet. Live Science said that should help explain why the damage to the city was really so severe.
Yeah.
The information comes from Europe's Sentinel 1A radar satellite. Scientists took a before and after picture, basically, and that's how they were able to tell. The region that lifted up is 75 miles long by 30 miles wide.
Wow.
Yeah. Only 10 miles, even though the city was relatively far from the earthquake's epicenter. In other words, only a portion of it was in the city itself.